Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What are you watching, Carver? You seem interested in it. Do you have a problem here?
No, I'm in on the WSOP here.
You are rooting for your boy Cotta.
Yes, I am.
Tell me, the 2009 World Series of Poker, Joe Cotta, he's won it before. Here he is, all in at $7.1 million on Linsky, but he is not the leader of this party. The guy, I forget his name, he's got 98 million in chips on the table. He's leading everyone. He's kicking everyone's ass, even Cotta's.
Yeah, and Cotta's bluffing right here. This guy's only got about $1.1 million left, so he's trying to hang around, and he's got to lay this down. He doesn't have that strong of a hand here. But Cotta, I love the story.
Who's going to lay it down, the kid?
The kid, Cotta pushed all in. He does not have, the kid has the hand here. The kid's got kings. Cotta bluffed his whole stack in, but he's got this guy covered. So he wouldn't be out if this guy called and beat him. But I love the Cotta story.
So he's got two kings right there?
Yes, this guy Linsky here, he would win this hand if he calls it. But he's putting his whole tournament on the line right now, just on a pair of kings.
I have said to you on many occasions that the worst television on earth is poker television.
What does that make us talking about it on the radio?
A huge change in the weather, clearly.
I only love the Cotta story because, obviously, as you know, I used to play a lot, and he won the 2009 main event. And for him to even get back to a final table
is a story.
With how big these fields are now since the poker boom around 02, 03, for a guy to get back to the final table, or let alone win it again in this type of poker era.
How come, like, Phil Hellmuth isn't winning this?
Well, look, you got 8,000-plus people enter the main event now, sometimes 9. It is so hard for a pro to win this thing. It ever since, you know, the year Moneymaker won and all that stuff back in the early 2000s, and internet poker started and all these guys started and the field got so enormous, it is so hard for pros to get there. Very few even make the final table. This guy Cotta won it in 09 as the youngest winner ever out of nowhere, and now here he is 9 years later and he's back with an opportunity to get back to the final table. And he's already won a bracelet at this World Series. This guy is still thinking about this. Look, he's still thinking about it.
Which one is thinking about it? Cotta.
No, the kid.
The kid, to see if he's bluffing.
Yeah, but now he called a clock on him here, so now he's got to decide in 3 minutes. When a guy takes too long, another player at the table can call a clock on him.
So there's $17 million at stake on this thing?
Yes, that's what's in the pot right now. I cannot. If I was, how can this kid call this here? I just don't. He has to lay it down. He's got top pair, but when your guy pushing that strong, there's I don't know. I don't know how he could lay it down.
Look at his face. He's just he's a troubled soul. This guy is a troubled soul.
A lot of money at stake here.
Here he is with his cards. What's he gonna do now?
He's laughing at him, which means he's laying it down. He's not calling it when he's laughing like that.
He's going to throw the cards in, right, and give up?
Oh, he's throwing them in.
So you're saying that Cotta's going to win the hand?
Yeah, there he is.
He threw him in.
What a bluff. Great bluff by Cotta.
And then do they
But he could push him around there because he's got so many more chips.
But do they don't let him know that he was bluffed?
Oh, he doesn't have to show. If that guy lays his down, Cotta doesn't have to show his card.
So he'll never know.
He'll know when he watches this. And he goes home tonight and he watches, he'll know.
That he got, yeah, you're right.
Because now they're doing it live now. I mean, this is a little delay. This is probably a 5 to 10 minute delay, whatever it is. But when he could go back and watch this now. Before a couple years ago, you didn't see the tape of what happened
right. For
like a month or two. Or, you know, it would be a while before.
Now it's live.
You saw. Now you know that night. I mean, his buddy's gonna text somebody when he gets up from the table right now. What'd that guy have? I mean, that's pretty much.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
But did that finish that guy off?
I mean, he's down to 1.1. He's probably got the lowest stack left in the entire tournament. But look at the difference. You get $1 million if you make the final table. If you go out right now, you get 475. That's why it was so hard for that guy to go in there, because he's still hanging around. Guys could get knocked out right now at any moment, and he jumps up another couple hundred thousand in his payday.
So how is it that the one guy has 98 million in chips? He's kicking everyone's ass.
Well, he could sit around and wait right now. He's going to cruise to the final table. He's got enough chips. He doesn't, and he's got so many more than everybody else that he could be aggressive if he wants. If he wants to push all in, he can, and bully people around. That's the one thing he could do now with that many chips at the table, especially all these guys.
And this is Dyer, the leader.
This is him here.
Now he's taking him on, right?
Well, that's the thing. That kid's got—he's got under 2 million left. I mean, Dyer's got 92 million. It and cost him nothing to try to push.
So he's got ace nine, and he's got 9-5. Is that right? But
right. But
Dyer
bet over a million on the one hand.
Right.
And basically, for that kid to stay in, he'd have to be all in, and he's not going to do that on that terrible hand.
And all of this goes on at the Rio.
Yes, they do it at the Rio now. They moved it to the Rio probably 10, 12 years ago, maybe longer than that now, around 05, 06.
And they do it every year in July?
Yeah, June and July. There's more than just the main event. I mean,
it takes weeks.
Yeah, I mean, well, the main event is about a week and a half to do, but they have a lot of different events in different types of games. There's a lot of hold'em events. There's different buy-in
Are
values.
You surprised that when we go to Vegas, we see the amounts of people in those poker rooms?
Well, yeah, and now it's not like it was. I mean, I used to go there in the mid-2000s, and that's all I did the whole time I was there, and those rooms were enormous. Casinos back then, they were adding poker space to their – now you go there when we go, and they have decreased poker room space. It's gone down again.
Why?
You know, cash games are the thing. Just a lot of casinos don't invest in it anymore. The big ones still do. You know, the Aria does, and obviously the Rio's got their big room. MGM's got one, but it used to be a lot bigger. It used to be double the size.
But the D one is real small.
They don't even have one. I mean, they even have one?
It's up there. Oh, no, that's at the Golden Gate.
That's
it's
at
up
the
there
Golden
on
Gate,
the,
but they don't even have one.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's in the back there?
Right. It's
up
not
on that
what it
step
was 10
up
years
from
ago.
There's two sides to the bar, and then the back side is that extra room up there that's private. That's the poker room.
But the main event is still getting, you know, I think this year is between 85 and 9,000. It's around 85, 86, 100 players, so it's still good. So there you go. We made poker on radio.
And this is the last group. This is how many guys are left in the whole thing? 12?
12 guys left.
And after tonight, how many will be on that final table?
Nine. Final table's nine guys.
Nine guys. So three will be eliminated tonight.
They will play tonight. Well, they started tonight with, I believe, 21 or, yeah, around 20 left tonight. They've already lost a few. They started hours ago today. But they're going to play this until there's nine left, no matter what. They play this till there's nine left.
No matter what.
Tonight they play till the final table set.
So, like, we could be sitting here and it could go on for five more hours, six?
This with, they got to eliminate three more guys. The chip stacks are pretty small. It's hit or miss. I mean, I've seen it go a long time. I've seen it go fast. It all depends on what you get at any moment.
And they'll just leave this on TV all night?
Sure.
Wow. I've never understood the fascination with it on television.
Oh, I love it.
I can see that it's a great game, but I don't see why it's entertaining on television. Why is that?
You have to love playing it.
You have to love playing it to appreciate watching poker on TV?
Yes.
Mavi, what do you think about it?
I don't think that's necessarily true because I like playing poker. I hate watching. I poker and golf are two things I love doing, mostly when I'm drinking, but I cannot watch on TV unless you strap me down and make me sit there and watch.
Yeah, I've always said it's the worst thing I've ever seen. I don't get it. But I will not deny that the World Series of Poker, like final stages here, the final night or whatever, or the final table, whatever the hell it is, I won't deny that that's really the very dangerous poker players. They're very skilled and very evil and unholy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.